did you see them last?
Well, I definitely had them yesterday. I remember they were in my briefcase. They've gone missing since then.
It's only your office keys, is it?
Yes, I told you, yes.
Right, darling, calm down.
Perhaps they're under here.
What, the duvet? I think I'd have noticed last night.
Yeah, oh.
You know, I bought this lippy yesterday, but it might be a shade dark for me.
Never mind your flaming lips. What about my keys?
Well, what trousers were you wearing yesterday?
Yes, of course.
That's quite nice. Hope it won't clash with what I'm wearing.
Well, it's only lunch with Adam and Ian. Ah, here we are.
Oh, well, I'll have to do. Any sign?
No, damn it.
Look, have you looked in the kitchen?
Yes, of course I have.
Sitting room?
I've looked in the whole ruddy house and the car. It's mad. I mean, they've vanished off the face of the earth.
I don't know why you're so desperate, darling. You won't need them till tomorrow.
No, I want to go to the office after lunch.
But it's Sunday.
I've just thought I might have dropped them at the business units.
Yeah, I suppose that's a possibility.
We'll look by there on the way, if that's all right.
Oh, well, as long as we're not late for the boys. Well, how do I look? My face.
Yeah, very nice.
There.
Oh, don't spray me with that stuff.
It's not stuff. It's my very expensive perfume, and I'm nearly out of it. Hint, hint. It's a French.
So what?
So Paris is in France. You can buy me more when you're there.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sorry I can't take you with me.
Look, I quite understand, darling. I mean, business is business.
Ah, darling, you want me to put some pudding spoons out as well?
Oliver.
What?
The sale's fallen through.
Not the Dower House?
Of course the Dower House.
All right, don't bite my head off.
I'm sorry. The agent's just rung.
Well, what's happened? It was all go last week.
Maitland's changed his mind.
Why?
I don't know. Perhaps he's found somewhere he likes better.
Oh, no. He was a cash buyer as well. It's not even as if he had a mortgage to file.
Yes, well, he's in a strong position, isn't he?
I thought it was too good to be true.
That's not what you said last week when we opened the bubbly to celebrate the offer.
No, sorry.
Well, can you at least try to pin Duncan down? I mean, it's ridiculous. We're in limbo till we know if he's in or out anyway.
Well, I keep leaving messages.
Yes, but that's not good enough.
It's a huge investment decision for him, Caroline. I mean, I don't like to be pushy.
Oh, for goodness sake. Stop being so British. We've got to pull out all the stops now or we'll lose Grey Gables. Is that what you want?
Oh, all right, just leave it with me.
So, you'll phone him?
If I must.
Promise?
Yes, don't nag.
I'll make sure you do. Oh, I've had one idea, by the way.
What?
I thought I'd invite Marcy over from Cheltenham to see the pub. Dean's a merchant banker. They're rolling in it.
Oh, can't see that coming to much.
Well, at least I'm trying. Oh, I'm going to look at the meat. Can you call Carly down?
No, she won't take any notice of me.
Oh, don't be so pathetic. Just do it.
I don't know where the hell they got to.
No, well, that was a forensic search. It took us long enough.
They weren't anywhere in the car park either.
Hold on, Matt. Slow down.
What?
Slow down.
All right.
Who's that over there on the verge? See?
Yeah, it looks as though they might be in trouble.
Maybe he's looking for your keys.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Guess the backside. Rather nice.
Oh, for goodness sake, Lillian. Anyway, look, it's Alistair.
Well, go and see if he needs any help.
What?
Go on, Matt.
Right. Alistair. Alistair.
Oh, Matt. Hello.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Look.
Yeah. What is it?
A muntjac. It's a breed of deer.
Right. Small?
Yeah, they are. Peggy noticed it this morning. Thought it might be an injured dog. She asked me to take a look.
Well, it's as dead as a door now. Carl must have had it.
I could have done without this, frankly. I was having a lazy morning in my dressing gown when she rang.
Yeah, I can see. You haven't shaved.
Shula hates me like this.
Up late last night playing poker online, were you?
Well, got
cold feet about playing the real thing, have you?
Not at all. Just enjoyed treading water with a virtual game now and then.
Good, because me and Chalky are playing next week, if you fancy it, Tuesday.
I'll be there.
What are you doing, Ian? We've got guests in 5 minutes.
Well, hadn't you better get out of your bathrobe and dry your hair, then?
How can you just lie on the sofa surrounded by all this?
Oh, what?
This!
It's only a couple of CDs.
Oh, and the rest. You haven't even vacked.
Well, I've been cooking all morning.
You said you'd do it while I was in the shower.
Come on, relax.
Oh, and it smells in here. You could have opened the window.
You should complain if I didn't come up with 3 courses.
It only takes a minute. I've been working all morning.
Blah, blah, blah.
And the bathroom was a tip again. Look, how many times have I asked you to pick up your towels when you've used them?
Look, I don't do it because I know you well.
And there was stubble in the basin.
For goodness sake.
Well, it's not very nice for Lillian to find.
Well, she wouldn't give a damn.
Honestly. It's like living with a teenager with arrested development.
Look, I'm the cook, not the cleaner.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God, I had a fantastic long soak.
Mm-hmm. I know. I had to clean the bath.
Oh, God, I know you're undoing all the good it did me. I mean, perhaps you prefer me to go outside and wash in the hot tub instead.
Don't tempt me.
Oh, come on, big deal. You cleaned the bath, so what? Why do you always have to sound so martyred?
Because you leave it all to me, and it's not fair.
Look, it's only Matt and Lillian come, and not the Queen.
I spend all my time cleaning up after you. I'm fed up with it.
You should hear yourself. You're so damn picky. I can't even relax in my own home.
Yeah, well, it's my home too, and you're really disrespectful of that.
Oh, stop being so pompous.
Oh, no, that's them.
Just relax.
Look, pick up these CDs. I'll get the door.
Stuff that.
Ah!
Up there.
Hi, hi. Come on in.
Adam! Oh, darling, you do look lovely.
Yeah, sorry, I'm running late. Hi, Matt.
You're all right.
Yeah, come through, then I'll just pop up and change.
Someone's been cooking. Now, who could that be?
Hi, Lily, you all right?
Never better.
It's nice to see you, Matt.
Ian.
Sorry we're a bit late, darling. Matt was looking for his office keys.
Oh, dear.
Which I still haven't found.
I'm sorry about the mess.
I always thought your lot were house proud.
Matt! Don't worry, darlings. The food and the company are all that matter.
Yeah, my philosophy, exactly.
Kari, come back to the table and finish your lunch.
Oh, dear.
That was rude.
Yep.
I mean, no excuse for it. And look, she's only picked at her food.
Mm. Oh, she might want it later.
Perfectly good roast. She was toying with it as if it were poisonous.
I suspect she was eating sweets in her room again this
morning. Well, it's ridiculous. Then she says she's not hungry. I mean, it's no wonder if she's ruined her appetite with sweets.
Yes, I know, but it's not that straightforward.
Well, it is to me.
It's her way of keeping some power and getting attention, not participating in meals.
No.
It's what kids do.
Well, I just don't understand it.
And shouting at her won't help.
Well, I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Oh.
Do you want seconds?
No. I'll have some more wine there. Pass it over.
Here.
She's driving me to drink. Oh, she exasperates me.
Oh, me too sometimes. But it's best not to show it.
Well, I can't help it. I feel a complete failure with her, Caroline.
Oh, Oliver.
I do. I just can't get through to her. It's still ghastly in the car when I take her to school. She sits sulking all the way and then gets out without a goodbye. It's so rude.
I appreciate your sticking with it.
Well, what choice do I have? I mean, she's got to go to school. I've tried being chatty and friendly, but she looks at me as if I'm mad.
She doesn't want to lose her cool by fraternising with the enemy.
Well, at least with Bruno and the others, I had some sort of rapport. And I felt they respected me. It's the complete lack of manners I find so hard to deal with.
Yes, I know.
She needs to be taught firmer boundaries as to what's acceptable behaviour and what's not.
No, no, Oliver, trust me. The boot camp approach won't work with her. Her attitude's only a front. There are more subtle ways to get behind it.
Like what?
I'm working on it.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't the skill or the patience. I'm just the chauffeur.
What's Lillian like?
I know. Oh, I'm glad Matt didn't mention my approach about the contract work.
Yeah, well, he didn't have his business head on today. Oh, another triumphant meal, though, set myself.
You finished with this coffee cup?
Oh, stop doing that and come here.
I want to clear up now.
Relax. Look, I've got 2 whole hours before I go to work, and you want to spend them in the kitchen.
Oh.
Look, all you've got to do is put those cups down, and you'll be free forever.
It's got to be done.
Come on. Just put them down on the floor now. Now, come to the sofa and sit down.
happy now?
Oh, you're such a pushover to train.
I wish I could say the same about you.
You know, we had a border collie called Jingo at home. He used to open the door with his nose.
This could be the nadir of our relationship, being compared to your dog.
Not at all. He was well loved.
Ooh, lunch was great. That bread and butter pudding, I could marry you just for that.
All part of the service. Hey, I know I'm a messy so-and-so.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry.
It gets me down.
I know.
No, seriously, I can't function like this. It just does my head in.
I can see that.
Then I hear myself sounding such a nag. I don't want to be like that, especially when we have so little time together.
I agree. It's not worth arguing over, so... Well, I had a thought over lunch.
Yeah? What?
Well, even with the insecurity about my job, I think we could afford a cleaner.
Oh, wow.
It's the obvious solution.
Yeah?
I mean, I know it's a bit grand.
No, not at all. It's helping the rural economy, employing a cleaner.
Well, I mean, I'm not mad about people prying into my home life, but if it stops us, Ryan, I think it's worth it.
Me too. They won't always tidy up your mess, though, Ian. You'd have to clear up before they came.
I know, and I would, I promise.
Really?
If you agree to chill out a bit.
Deal. Now, I do want to get these washed
no,
up.
No, Adam.
No, really, I won't be able to relax.
Just sit down. We've got plenty of time.
Pass that jar up, will you, Helen?
Oh, here.
Cheers.
Thanks for saying you'll work on Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, no problem, I don't mind.
There. It's just that I've offered to work in the dairy then, with Mum doing her supermarket presentation. She didn't actually ask me, but I know she'll feel happier if I do.
Oh, is she really nervous?
A bit. She's happier now Tom's going with her. He'll be more use than Dad. He does actually know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans this afternoon then?
I think I'll go and surprise Sam at Brookfield. He'll probably be walking the grass.
Exciting.
Well, it beats talking sausages day and night. Brenda's got all that to look forward to.
Yeah.
I hope she knows what she's getting into.
Oh, don't worry. They practically grew up together, those two.
Yeah. Weird, that.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
That means they were friends first, which is a good way round, surely.
Maybe. But she'll end up being his business lackey, and that won't do much for their friendship.
Well, that's her lookout.
He'll have her running round like an unpaid slave.
She doesn't mind. She loves him, mad girl.
And to think I was mad for him once. She better be careful, that's all.
Kirsty, have you got a problem with her and Tom being together?
No.
Because you talk about them all the time.
I don't.
Well, yes, you do, actually. I hope you don't go on like this to Sam. It's a bit of a passion killer.
Of course not. But Brenda's my friend and, you know, you look out for your friends.
She's over 21.
Besides...
What?
God, I used to tell her everything. In confidence, I thought. Now I wonder if she was feeding things back to him.
Now you're being paranoid.
Am I?
Yes.
Well, it'll make me wary of telling her anything in the future.
Oh, for goodness sake, you talk to me.
Well, that's different. I'm only saying it'll make things awkward.
Only if you allow it to. You're with Sam now. Let it go.
Ah, good timing. Can you hold him, please? Need to get some colostrum down him while it's warm.
Only for a sec. I'm picking Josh up in a minute.
All right.
Oh, come on then, little one.
There. Have you got his head?
Yep. You still suffering?
Suffering? I'm dying. I don't think I've ever been so tired.
Don't you say that about this time every year?
It's not funny. Oh, it's Linda's fault. She won't be satisfied until she's turned us all into Ambridge's answer to the Home Guard.
Oh, stop mourning. You thought it was a good idea before she roped you in as first recruit.
12:30 it was, before she let me go home.
I know.
12:30, and I was in the landing shed 4.5 hours later. It took me ages to catch up on my sleep. Come on. Down we go. No, don't try and chew that tube,
it's
you silly...
It's all right. He's swallowing it.
Wouldn't have minded so much if we'd actually seen anything. Mm. It was a total waste of time. Not so much as a roller skate.
It wouldn't have been a total waste.
Right, there we are, all finished. I'll give him another lot early evening.
Linda didn't have to sit up with you, did she? Maybe she's willing to put her money where her mouth is.
Oh, I wish we could put something where her mouth is. She didn't shut up for the full 2.5 hours. All about her plans for the over-60s lunch to celebrate the Queen's birthday and Robert's new boss who's giving him a hard time.
Right. So, when's your next shift?
Oh, I'm excused until Wednesday. Robert did last night. And Derek Fletcher's doing tonight and tomorrow.
Derek?
Mm.
2 days in a row?
Yep.
How on earth did Linda get him to agree to that?
I don't know. I think he'll quite enjoy it. Delusions of grandeur and all that. Plus, it'll give him a full evening away from Pat, won't it? I bet he jumped at the chance.
Oh, you're so cute. No, I'm not going to hurt you. Oh. Helen.
Oh, hi, Kirsty. I can't find Mrs. Litterick's order. All those spices she wanted?
Oh, yeah, I put them in the storeroom beside the soya milk.
Oh, good, thanks.
Oh, guess what?
What?
We found this tiny fawn.
Oh.
Oh, it's adorable. We thought it was a cat at first.
Okay.
Yeah, it's half asleep, nestling in the grass.
You're not going to move it?
Oh, no, of course not. But Sam's gone to find a branch or something so we can mark where it is.
There you are, Josh.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, did you tell Phil about the latest text from Bert?
Oh, what's this? It was longer than War and Peace. Not in those funny truncated words, I hope.
Yeah, he's getting good at it.
So what did it say?
Well, he and Frieda needed to change some money, right?
Yeah.
And Bert thought that it would be easy, like over here. You know, just in and out of the bank.
But it took them a whole afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're given this, what was it called?
Encashment certificate.
Encashment certificate. And that's it. Still, they were given afternoon chai and tiffin while they were waiting.
What, in the bank?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
What's that?
It's like tea and cakes, Josh. You'd like some of that, wouldn't you, Bay? Hey?
It sounds as if they're having a fascinating time. Good luck to them.
Yeah. Come in.
Hi.
Oh, Kirsty.
Hello. Sam, not with you?
No, he started the milking.
I'll take him out the cuppa soon.
Oh, it's all right. I'll do that. We had a bit of a find while we were out.
Oh, what?
Well, we saw what Sam thinks is a muntjac fawn.
Oh, dear.
What's that?
A baby deer.
Yeah, it's made a bed in the grass just near the gate in Longacre.
Oh.
Well, the hinds leave the fawns hidden while they go off and graze. Then they come back at intervals to feed them.
Oh, come to think of it, Alistair said he found a dead hind yesterday near the stables.
Ruth.
Not it, Mum.
Oh, too late.
Can we go and rescue it, Dad?
Oh, Josh, I don't know.
Please.
Oh, it was adorable.
Don't encourage him.
Oh, sorry.
Might be better to leave it alone, Josh.
Yes, you see, we don't know if that dead hind was its mother. The real one might come back to look for it.
Yeah, and if you take it, she'll be upset.
But it could die.
Was it okay, Kirsty?
Well, it's hard to tell. It was so tiny.
Well, I don't suppose it'd hurt to go and look at it.
David!
Cool.
But we won't disturb it. We'll just watch and see if the hind comes back or not. So don't get too excited, Josh, all right?
I'll bring you up a drink in a minute, Phoebes. Oh, she can't wait to get on her computer. Oh, and she did this in art today.
Oh, what's that?
I think it's a picture of the hens. Oh. Here, let me clear this lot away.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay, don't move. It's depressing, still having the breakfast things out. I didn't have time to come back this morning between the farmer's market and Lower Loxley.
Oh, I should have...
No, you're all right. Hey, we need to get a cleaner. Ian told Roy at work last night that he and Adam are getting one. That posh or what?
Bet he always kept this place clean.
Yeah, I know. She's a hard act to follow.
I wouldn't want a cleaner coming into her house.
So, what's your letters?
There's one for Betty.
Oh, dear. Can I see?
It's only a promotion for something or other.
Right.
Well, there's her catalogue and all.
Oh, dear.
I wish stuff wouldn't keep coming for her.
I know.
I don't know what to do with it all.
Well, I'll tell you what. After tea, I'll phone and cancel the catalogue. You know, if I can actually get through to a human being.
Oh, would you?
Of course.
Oh, thanks, Ailey.
Now, let's get the kettle on, eh?
Yeah.
And Nob, see if Roy's left us any of that date and walnut cake in a minute as well.
Oh, yeah. Enjoyed that.
Good. I've got it from the farmer's market on Saturday.
You're getting into them, aren't you?
I am, actually. I really enjoy myself.
So, how'd it go this morning? You sell all the eggs?
Oh, yeah. And I bought a lovely leek and bacon flan and some cheese.
Oh.
The trouble is, everything looks so gorgeous. You end up spending all your profits. And I like to natter with the other stallholders.
Yeah, so did Betty.
Yeah. It's nice to have a bit of a break for a change.
Oh, look, Hayley, I know how hard you've all worked since...
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No, fair's fair. You've carried the burden of keeping the house going.
Well, anyone would have done the same.
Well, I'm grateful, Hayley. Honest I am. I know I don't always say it.
It's okay.
Look, I'll tell you what. Why don't I babysit one night so you and Roy can go out and enjoy yourselves, eh?
Oh.
You deserve it.
It's no good, love. Josh is completely smitten.
I knew he would be once he saw it.
Anyway, on his insistence, Alistair's on his way now.
Oh, no.
Afraid so.
Is it sick, then?
Well, it does seem weak. And there's no sign of its mother. We've been watching out for her.
What does Phil think?
Well, Dad thinks that nature should be allowed to take its course. Oh, hold on. Here's Alistair now.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted. Bye.
Bye.
I brought Sam's mug back. Oh,
thanks, Kirsty. Just leave it on the side.
Okay.
That was David. Alistair's going to take a look at the muntjac fawn.
Oh, that's good.
Is it? Seeing as it's big enough, it'll be chomping its way through everything in sight. They can be a bit of a menace.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Don't worry, it's not your fault.
Oh, sorry, Ruth. I should have kept my mouth shut.
It's very weak.
That's what we thought.
Oh.
Steady on, Josh.
Dehydrated, too.
So, do you think that hind you found was the mother?
Well, it's more than likely. Which means it's been without milk since yesterday morning.
Right.
Definitely won't survive the night.
Oh, no!
No chance.
Can we take it home, Dad?
Oh. No, it's best to leave it here, Josh.
But it might die.
Well, yes, I'm afraid so, but if we take it home, when he's bigger, he'll eat all the green shoots and the bark off the trees.
I don't care!
They're out of control now. They're all descended from a few that escaped from the park at Woburn Abbey.
Really?
It was over a century ago, and now there are over 100,000 of the things. Mm. It's really not a good idea, Josh.
Oh, please, Dad, let's keep it.
David?
Dad?
Oh, I suppose so.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Okay, Dad, I know.
You didn't want any more toast, did you?
What? No, thanks.
Who was that? On the phone. It rang in here. Did you take it in the office?
Yeah, it was Duncan.
Who?
Bad news. He doesn't want to come in with us.
Oh, no.
Something to do with his grandchildren's education, he said.
And you believe him?
I suppose.
Seems a convenient excuse to me. He's really messed us around with all his prevaricating.
There must be things he hasn't told me. Mind you, it was a large sum we were asking him to invest.
Well, he should have said straight away if he wasn't interested.
Well, I think he was keen at first, to be fair. He was trying to move his money around.
Damn and blast! Oh!
All right.
It's not all right. He was perfect.
Yes, I know.
He'd have left me alone to run the place. Now we're back to square one.
Yes. Looks like we'll have to go to the bank and negotiate a long-term loan after all.
Which is what we didn't want.
And now it's really urgent we offload our assets, Caroline, or we'll be looking at a short-term loan as well. And you know what the interest will be like on that.
Don't hector me. Of course I do. I'm not stupid.
Well, don't take it out of me.
Well, he's your friend.
Well, at least I'm trying.
So am I. I've got Marcy coming to look at the bull today.
Well, that'll be another dead end. I've sold my Hungry shares for a pipe dream.
I thought it was what you wanted to buy Grey Gables. It was your idea.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
If you're getting cold feet, now's the time to say.
It's not a question of cold feet. It's a practical matter of offloading half a country pub no one seems to want and an enormous house no one can afford.
Oh, rub it in. Why don't you?
God knows why you've hung on to the Dower House for this long anyway.
It was my security.
You've always wanted a bolt hole. Sometimes I think you're incapable of real commitment.
How dare you! Oh. Carly.
Morning, Carly.
So we're going to school now, what?
You all right, love?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get the hang of these crepes now and this hot plate thing.
Good.
Take me a while. It's hard making them thin enough. What's it like out there?
It's still fairly quiet.
Good. That'll give me a chance to get these perfect.
It's only half three. I expect to be busy later when the school kids are home, Jane.
I hope so. I don't want this pancake promotion falling flat.
Oh, very funny. Ooh, that banana and cream filling looks good.
Mind?
Just a little taste.
Careful.
Oh! I'm sorry, love.
Oh, you idiot! I'll bring my hand!
Yeah, I was...
Oh, you're greedy! What's that cream?
Huh?
Oh, that hurts.
Oh. What am I supposed to do with it?
Hold on. Got to get this under the tap. Oh you clumsy old Sid.
Jolene.
Look, use that T-shaped thing to spread out the batter.
What, this?
Of course.
Yeah, all right. Cool.
Spread it round in a big circle, quick.
Oh, stupid thing.
Sid, not so ham-fisted.
Oh, no, I'm no good. Look, you do it.
Oh, I've got to keep this under running water.
Yeah, but I can't do it now. I've got to be out there. While Caroline chose a mate round the pub, it's important.
Well, it's too bad.
Well, I want to hear what she's telling her.
We've got customers expecting their crepes.
Huh. Crepe expectations. Oh, dear, this one's died.
Well, chuck it and start again, then.
Okay, yeah, smashing Jace. Yeah, yeah, I'll be there. Yes, my car can make it. Look, I told you, if Stephen hadn't cut me up at that bend, I'd have been...
Down, sweetheart. Okay.
Yes, oh, ho, ho, yeah, yeah, you're hilarious, mate. All right, yeah, see you then. Ooh, you look gorgeous. Ooh,
thank you.
Oh, come here. Ooh, all this for pancakes in the bowl?
Uh-oh, crap. Please.
Oh, crap. What's the difference?
I know. Pretentious or what? I'm glad you made it on time.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to let Jamie down.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, the cafe was quiet and Frank will cope.
Good.
He's been a bit dozy lately. And he was late again this morning.
Probably out in the Raz last night.
Yeah, maybe. I might have to take him aside for a quiet word, though. Don't want anyone saying I don't run a tight ship.
Oh, where's Frieda when I need her? On the back of a flipping elephant. All that left to do.
That ruddy woman! The cheek of her!
Huh? Who?
Caroline's friend.
Marcy? What's she done?
It's what she said! Stuck-up mare.
What?
She called our catering third rate.
Cool.
I had to walk away before I hit her. What's this?
It's the next crepe.
Is that what you've been sending out?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? It looks like an old air net. And where's the filling?
Well, I've been putting it on the side. It's easier.
Oh, Sid.
Well, you shouldn't have left me to it.
Well, I had to see to me hand, didn't I? Oh, you can't serve that. Shove over.
Well, what about your hand?
Well, what about our reputation? Pass the batter.
Mm.
Oh, how's yours?
Oh, it's rubbery.
Yeah, mine too. It's horrible. I wouldn't have let this out of my kitchen.
Mine's awful.
Yeah, well, don't finish it then, love. We'll have something at home.
Good.
Oh, God, I thought Jonan had come up with something better than this. Ugh.
They've fallen apart without Frieda.
I wish Frank was here to do me a fry-up instead.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Only he doesn't come in till 7.
What?
To work here.
Hold on. What do you mean?
You've got it mixed up, love.
No, he did me a fry-up on Sunday night.
What?
I ate it at Dad's. It was brilliant.
Can we wind back here? Are you talking about my Frank, the big fella, Tash Tattoos?
Yeah.
Well, he's working here in the pub?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Looks like they filched your cook.
Yeah, well, I'm not having that. Well, no wonder he's been so knackered at Jack's... Oh, the blooming cheek.
Well, that's all I'd expect from that woman. She can't keep her hands off what doesn't belong to her.
Oh, I'll have to have a word with him tomorrow. Find out just what's going on.
Oh, Jolene, see it. I do apologise for Marcy.
She was very direct.
Yeah, she's always been like that.
Well, to be fair, the catering hadn't been exactly A1 this afternoon.
No.
Well, it's usually very good.
Yeah, well, Freddie will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, is she interested in the pub, then? Your friend?
No, she doesn't think it's a goer.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to raise your hopes.
Oh, no harm done. It's business. We understand.
Good.
Yeah.
Caroline, if you don't mind, I need to get on with these crepes.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll see myself out. Bye.
Bye, Caroline.
Oh, careful, you'll burn yourself again.
Oh, you star.
What's all this for?
For making a pig's ear of the pancakes.
Aye?
Your lousy crepes have put Marcy off investing.
And that's good.
Yeah, very good. Oh, I could never have got on with a partner like that. Stuck-up cow.
Oh, Carly, how's it going?
All right.
Have you finished that bit of coursework?
No, it stressed me out.
I bought some cans of that new energy drink today, if you're interested.
Whatever.
They're in the fridge. Help yourself.
OK.
I've no idea what it's like. Have you had it before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's all right, this.
Oh, don't go upstairs. Sit down and keep me company.
I suppose.
I'm doing chips for supper. I really fancy them. Of course, we should really be having pancakes.
Why?
Shrove Tuesday. Never mind. We never had coursework when I was at school, just exams. Oh, I hated them. Hated school altogether, actually. It's pretty lonely and boring. And you can't bunk off so easily at boarding school.
So, what, am I supposed to feel sorry for you or something?
No, not now. I was lonely at home as well.
Why?
Oh, I was in the way. That's how it felt. Mother, well, she was always out socialising. And my father was away a lot in the forces.
I never see my dad.
I know. You must miss him.
I don't know.
I miss mine like mad.
My dad, he's, like, really funny. He does this thing... Oh.
Oliver.
No, don't stop. Please.
Oh, Carly, don't go.
I've got to go finish this coursework.
I'll call you down for supper.
Oh, sorry, I frightened her off.
No, it's all right.
She can't stand being in the same room as me.
Oh, darling. Try not to take it personally.
Listen, I heard some of what you were saying. I never realised you were so unhappy.
Well, don't like to go on about it.
There's a lot you haven't told me about your childhood, isn't there?
No, I just got on with it. When your parents ignore you, it makes you very independent.
But you were lonely at school as well?
Well, boarding schools can be pretty soulless places.
Oh, don't I know.
I wasn't a complete loner, but I didn't have a best friend either.
Ah.
You know, after prep once a week, we had to write letters home. I never told my mother how desperate I felt.
I can see why it's important for you to succeed with Carly if you had, well, you know, a difficult time like that as a child.
Yeah. People like her are already damaged. I don't want to add to that.
Yeah, well, you never could. You're so capable.
Oh, I think I'd terrify her.
Well, that's one step up from contempt, which is all I get.
I wanted her to know I hadn't always had it easy.
Yeah, I understand.
So she could see I'm not this perfect person who sails through everything unscathed.
And... were you getting somewhere?
Yeah. Yes, I hope so.
But I ruined the moment.
No, it's okay. It's the first step. I'm determined to get through to her.
Oh, come here. Timing isn't great, is it?
No.
I feel guilty. We're too preoccupied with Grey Gables to, well, you know, give her the real attention she needs.
Yes, I know, and that's got to change.
Certainly has.
Okay, well, look, we're not therapists or anything, but... I want her to leave us feeling a bit better in herself than when she arrived.
Well, that's all we can hope for. Sorry about this morning.
Oh, no, it was me.
I was so fed up about Duncan.
Yeah, me too. But I shouldn't have taken it out on you.
No, forget it.
So, how did Marcy get on at the ball?
Oh, not great. She managed to insult Jolene. I was so embarrassed.
How?
Well, the crepe they were serving were a bit dodgy.
She didn't get food poisoning?
No, they were just messy. More like scrambled eggs.
Oh, dear.
And she clearly wasn't interested in buying into the ball.
Oh, well, now it's 1-1 with Duncan letting us down.
Oh, is it a competition?
No. It's just easy to forget we're on the same side sometimes.
Oh, it's given me grey hairs, all this. I hate arguing.
Yeah, me too.
I want it so badly.
And I want it for you.
But it keeps slipping further away.
Look, darling, Grey Gables is going to be yours. We'll find a way.
Ian, I need to clean my teeth.
Okay. I'm just tidying these towels. And the bathroom's all yours.
Wow.
All neatly folded in a row. There.
Huh. So, you can do it when you try.
Well, I'll be expecting a tip.
Oh, shut the window, will you? It's cold. Mm,
don't go raising your hopes. This tidying up doesn't come easily. We still need a cleaner.
Well, I haven't gone off the idea. In fact, I thought I'd put a card in the shop window on my way to work.
Oh, will you post Mad's birthday card for me?
Yeah, sure.
I've told her I hope to get down to London sometime.
Oh, yeah. I can see that happening.
Well, I might have some time in my hands soon. If Grey Gables goes corporate, I'm out of there.
You'd get another job.
Yeah, but within striking distance of here.
Be positive.
I thought I'd sound Caroline out today and see if there's any more news.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, I was thinking maybe we could have a hot tub tonight. Stefan's doing dinner in the restaurant.
Yeah, fantastic. Can't wait.
Hi, love.
Oh, hi. Just sorting these spuds out. I've got to net a couple of bags for the co-op lorry tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
A few of them look a bit dodgy in this box.
Oh. Well?
What?
Put that spud down and look at me.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Hey, that's a skirt, isn't it? And legs.
Yeah, Kathy's lent me her new suit. It's a bit snug round the waist.
Yeah, well, open your coat. Let's see the jacket.
Ta-da!
Wow.
Don't think it's too much.
No, you look very smart, love. Where's Tom?
Oh, he rang to say he's on his way. He's had a busy morning.
Oh, you don't want to be late. That wouldn't look good.
You sure you don't mind not coming to?
No. You feel okay?
Yeah, I'm excited. Bit nervous too. It'd be a real breakthrough for us.
Did Tom say how his chat went with Brian about getting more pigs?
Yeah, he's agreed to think about it.
Oh, well, that's a no then.
Not at all. He's promised to discuss it at a later date. Hey, guess what? Tom's tracked down a second-hand cappuccino maker for the catering van.
Oh, good. Where from?
Yeah, made of Kenton's in the trade. Hardly used.
How much?
150.
Oh, is that good?
Brilliant, he said. Huh? Can't wait to see the van and the trailer when they're ready.
Will it be this week?
Yeah. Tom's picking them up on Friday. He rang the signwriter.
He leads a charmed life, that boy.
Hardly. He works at it and he doesn't give up till he gets what he wants.
Yeah, save your power talk for the meeting.
Oh, I hope I don't say the wrong thing.
Now, come on, love. You've prepared well enough. You'll be great.
We'll be great. Not sure I'd feel this confident without Tom there. Huh? Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
No, that's fine. He's the right man for the job.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Well, I better go. Will you put the oven on at 6 if I'm not back?
Yeah, sure. Oh, love.
What?
Good luck.
Your retro rice pud was a triumph, Ian. The lingerie ladies loved it.
I knew they'd choose comfort food that lot. You just had to look at them.
Yes. Voluptuous isn't the word.
Excuse me, Caroline. Richard, can you put those in the fridge, please? Chef! Look, are you busy? Have you got a minute?
Yes, of course. Lunch is winding down now.
Can I ask, has there been any developments about the sale?
Well, I know Borchester Land have put in a definite offer for the country park.
Right.
Which is good news, because they're interested in working on more shoots with whoever owns the hotel.
That's good.
Their offer's subject to sorting out Arkwright Hall. The Landmark Trust need to access it across the park.
Right. But What about your plans? I don't mean to pry.
No, it's fine. You've got a right to know. To be honest, Ian, right now things are, well, stuck.
Yeah.
My share in the ball's proving a nightmare to offload. And of course, Sid and Jolene can't stand the idea of a chain buying it.
I know. I don't blame them.
Nor do I.
I mean, nobody wants a chain buy in this place. I mean, would you work for one?
Oliver and I are doing our best to see that doesn't happen. The estate agent rang this morning, and we've got a viewing at the Dower House tonight, which is something.
That's good.
Though we're learning not to raise our hopes.
Yeah, no, Freeland.
You do know you're central to Grey Gable's success, Ian. You've turned this restaurant round.
Yeah, so everybody keeps telling me.
Your job would be safe with me, assuming you'd want to stay on.
Well, what do you think? But, I mean, in my interest, I'm going to have to keep an ear to the ground for other work.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to. I mean, this is my ideal job. I'm settled here.
I know. I fully understand.
Well, let's see. 99% accurate.
Lillian?
Damn. Pat, what a surprise.
What's that? A pregnancy kit.
Is it? Oh, do you know, I'm too vain to get my glasses out, darling. I'm looking for my under-eye filler. You know, there's never any staff to ask these days.
What are you doing in Felpersham?
Oh, I've just met Matt. He's at a meeting here all day.
Oh.
Yes, he was desperate to have his keys. Silly boy, lost his office ones at the weekend, and I found them this morning. He couldn't wait, so I brought them straight over.
Oh, Tony's one for that. He usually finds them down the back of the sofa. Don't tell me that's where you found Matt's.
Yes, silly, isn't it?
I've just popped in for some mints. My throat's so dry.
Oh, well, that's a long way to come for them.
Oh, well, no. Well, Tom and I have got a big meeting with the supermarket buyer in 10 minutes.
Oh, yes, I thought you were looking smart. You know, you should wear foundation more often, Pat. Takes 10 years off you.
I could be facing unemployment.
Rubbish. If you leave that place, you'll be headhunted by all the top hotels in the county.
I don't want to start again somewhere else. I mean, besides, most decent places around here have a head chef in place, and I'm not travelling. We see little enough of each other as it is.
I know. It's a pain.
And you bring more to the table financially than me.
Oh, Ian, that doesn't matter.
It does to me. I mean, if I were between jobs for any length of time, I'd hate not contributing.
Yeah, well, it works both ways.
Well, catch yourself on. You're safe in the family firm.
I might be forced out if Debbie comes back.
Now, who's talking rubbish? You'll always have the security of the Aldridge Empire behind you.
I don't count on it. I come last in the pecking order after Kate, Alice, and Debbie. She who can do no wrong.
Brian respects you. I mean, you've brought a lot of fresh thinking to the farm. He's not going to cut you off without a penny. Jennifer wouldn't let him, for one thing.
Yeah, she'll fight my corner.
Yeah, well, I've no fortune coming. My dad's not worth a brass penny.
If I am in line to inherit, I'd be much happier if we were legal.
Yeah, I know.
I want you financially secure if anything happens to me.
I hate it when you say that.
Well, it's true. Why should you miss out? The law's there to protect us for a change.
Sure, I mean, there's a lot of factors to consider, but the most important thing is that we're together now.
And there was Lillian examining a pregnancy kit.
Really? Is there something she hasn't told us?
Well, I hope not.
You see these stories in the Sundays. Miracle mum that... how old is she?
Too old for a baby.
No wonder she was buying it in Felpersham, not Borchester. She didn't want to bump into anyone she knew.
Then I turned up.
Yes, great. Tom not coming in?
No, he's meeting Brenda.
Ah.
Oh, that's better. My poor feet have felt squeezed in these shoes.
I thought you were never coming home.
Well, we had a cup of tea in Felpersham and then it was the rush hour.
So, come on then. What happened?
Well...
he wasn't interested.
Wait.
Sorry.
Tom did his spiel first. He was terrific.
Yeah, well, he knows how their minds work.
Then I did my presentation on the farm. I showed him the photographs, you know. Oh, he was called Martin.
And you told him how long we'd been organic? Over 21 years?
Of course I did.
He only looked about 24 himself. He was impressed, though, I could tell.
Well, I should think so.
Yeah, it gave us credibility.
Yeah, well, we are not opportunist organics, like some people I could mention.
Oh, the oven. You haven't turned it on, have you?
Oh, blimey, sorry, love. I'll do it now.
Well, where's Helen? I want her to hear all this.
Oh, she's doing the veg boxes for Tom tonight.
Oh.
How high?
200.
OK. So, you got off to a good start, then?
Yep. He didn't show us the door.
But he's not taking the carrots.
Well, he wants to see the bags first. Then he'll make a decision.
Oh, great. So we're expected to shoulder the expense of buying and printing them without any commitment from him.
That's how they operate, love.
Yeah, they never get their hands dirty.
Oh, don't be silly.
Yeah. What's Tom think?
Tom thinks the world's changing, and I agree with him.
Nah, not the supermarkets. They'll never change. They're completely ruthless. Always will be.
OK, I don't deny that. But they can see the way their customers are going. And there's no way they're going to miss out.
Well, you've got a point there, I suppose.
Ah, people want local food. They want food with an identity. More and more of them do.
Yes, maybe.
And who's better placed than we are to take advantage? Well, as Tom says, if we don't get our carrots in there, someone else will, and he's right.
It's a risk, though.
Oh, come on. What risk? You'll be growing the carrots anyway. So we plant an extra couple of acres. So what? It won't break the bank.
Yeah, that's only the start.
OK, we've got to harvest them and put them in the bags, which we've shelled out real cash for.
Then the supermarkets decide they don't want them anyway.
So we try them somewhere else. In Whole Food shops, maybe.
And how many is that going to shift?
Well, OK, farmers' markets, then. We can probably get Jennifer to do them.
Yes.
We can even put them in the shop. I'm sure they'll sell. It's a completely separate market from the people who buy loose.
Oh, you've really got the bug, haven't you? Is this Tom's doing?
Well, partly, I suppose. Amazing to see him in action. He really goes for it.
Unlike me.
I didn't say that. Mm. All right, he's the modern generation and they're fearless. Mm.
Scary, isn't it?
But, you know, in some ways he reminded me of you.
What? You're joking.
Oh, think back to when we first went organic. You were so enthusiastic you weren't going to let anything stand in your way. He's got that from you. Yeah, I mean it. Today I felt some of it again.
Well, that's good.
Oh, come on, we know the world's changing. Remember the way people looked at us in those days? Like we were cranks, a couple of hippies.
Yeah, well, we were a bit.
Not anymore, though. We're mainstream now. It's people like Brian who are on the back foot.
We were ahead of our time, Pat.
Yeah, that's why we've got to take this chance now. This is what we've waited for. People to be interested in what we're doing. You can't stand back and let someone else step in after all these years of struggling.
OK, let's go for it.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, Sid.
Oh, Kenton. What are you doing sneaking around the back here? You nearly gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, look, I won't beat about the bush.
Aye, aye. What's this?
Just a friendly warning.
Ah, what's up?
Don't try pinching my staff again, all right?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Frank's a free agent, you know.
Yeah, well, he's been turning up late, too knackered to do his job properly.
Looks like him can handle two, surely.
I told him straight yesterday, if he came in wrecked and late again, I'd be looking for another cook.
Oh, that's blackmail.
Nope. I just presented him with a choice, that's all. And today he gave me his decision. He'll be handing in his notice at the end of the week.
Oh, good.
At the Bull, Sid, not at Jack's.
Hey, but that's not fair.
Yeah, well, get used to it, because that's what's happening.
Oh, you drop me in it now. My customers love his grub.
Yeah, well, mine too, and I found him first, so hands off.
I'll offer him pay rise. See what he says, then.
Look, I wouldn't bother. He's relieved to be going, so, look, for future reference, Sid, don't try it again, eh, mate? Hmm?
I blame India. Sooner Frida comes home, the better.
What are you doing, anyway?
Hmm? Yeah. Oh, this is my creation for Soapbox Derby. Early stages, of course.
You're not going in for it, are you?
No, it's for Jamie. He asked me to put his name down.
But I'm making him one.
Are you?
Yeah. Why did he ask you as well?
I don't know. Perhaps he wants two turns down like you. Less, of course, he thought better of it, riding yours. Come to what? Me for a superior model.
Well, I doubt it, judging by that gymcrack effort.
Quality will out, can't it?
Quality? Has he seen it yet? Two plastic crates lashed together with an old strap.
Yeah, this is only the prototype.
Yeah, right. The poor kid'll be a laughing stock.
And you got a calf to run.
Oh, he's so tiny.
Yeah.
He looks happy enough in that shoebox.
Oh, wouldn't you be, snuggled up against the Argadian knight?
Yeah. Monty the Muntjac.
Oh, he's cute now, but he'll be a nightmare when he's older. They ruin the woodland for nesting and feeding songbirds.
Oh, what a shame.
I wasn't keen to rescue it, but David thought it deserved a chance.
I couldn't have left it either.
And Josh is caring for him. He's very possessive.
Oh, what's he been feeding it?
Lamb mix. Ooh. He wouldn't take it at first, but he and David sat up late on Monday night and persevered. And it's getting stronger by the day.
Good.
You like another cup of tea?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
David!
Oh, hi, Cathy.
Hi.
Oh, it's lovely and warm in here.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's not showing any more signs of straining.
Oh, what's this?
One of our ewes had a prolapsed uterus.
Alistair trussed it up, but she's not out of the woods yet.
Well, she's old.
Poor thing. We'll have to cull her before next season.
It's getting pretty crowded in the shed. Oh, Cathy, Jamie's still out in the yard with Josh.
Thanks. We'd better go, actually. The awning's waiting.
Oh.
Well, tell Jamie he can come and see Monty again whenever he likes.
OK. Thanks for the tea. Bye, David.
See you, Cathy. Oh, let me lean against this here arga. Hello, Monty, old boy.
So you've recovered from last night's vigil, then?
Oh, there's nothing to recover from. I told Linda to go home as it was so quiet. I'd man the fort on my own.
And she went?
Yeah, she sure did, leaving just me, the stars, and a medicinal hip flask for company.
Oh, I see.
Best couple of hours, Kit, I've had in months.
God, come on, you stubborn thing.
Kenton, what on earth are you doing?
I've had this great idea.
Dismantling my ironing board?
Ah, well, that's it, you see.
No.
Well, I was just about to start the ironing. I'm assuming away. It was all ready. When I looked down at the board, it said, take my legs off.
Yeah, well, I wish it had said, do the ironing.
Here, look, look. What do you see?
Oh, am I supposed to say something deep here?
Yeah, well, look, look. The shape, huh? OK, here's a clue.
Hawaii 5-0?
No. Beach Boys. Oh. Look, it's a surfboard.
Yeah, of course it is.
Only it'll be a surfboard with wheels.
Oh, for the soapbox derby. So, well, actually, it'll be a skateboard.
Yeah, well, it'll be a sort of fusion of the two. I'm just at the development stage with it. You don't mind, do you?
I suppose not.
Look, I'll buy you another one in Borchester tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is state-of-the-art stuff. It's a sort of pimp-my-ride for ironing boards.
If you say so.
You see, look, here. All I've got to do is unscrew the legs and then fix some great monster tyres on it so it can clear the grass, maybe get a pennant for the back and she'll be ready to fly down Lakey Hill.
But I thought you were doing something with those old pram wheels.
No, no, obsolete. This is the new model. All Jamie and I have to do is sit astride this baby, bike helmets on, and we'll be surfing the turf Bondi style.
Oh, that's if you both fit on it. Now, will it be safe?
Yeah, no worries. Oh, guess what I'm calling it?
Oh, must I?
Yes, you must. Come on. Come on, think Bondi Beach. Think speed.
Oh, dear.
The whiz.
Wizard of Oz.
Very good.
Oh, and you can paint it on the board.
Hey, good idea. It'll blow Jamie away.
Oh, that's what I'm worried about.
Oh, don't be. I'll hold him tight. He'll be fine.
He better be.
Yeah, well, it's classier than Sid's effort anyway. Kids are bound to prefer mine.
So she died the week before Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're still all reeling from it, to tell you the truth, Jason. And even after the first attack, it just came so out of the blue.
Oh, terrible. I hope I got like that, mind. Quickly. Oh, sorry. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, we haven't seen you around for ages.
Yeah, ooh, I've been rushed off my feet.
Oh.
I suppose I should be grateful I'm in demand.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, I must get off. I'm meeting some mates in the function room.
Having a party, are you?
No. Meeting, I'm afraid. It's just a social club I run.
Oh.
Still, Nice catching up with you. Give my best to Mike, won't you?
Sure, yeah. Cheers, Jase.
All right, Captain.
Oh, Jase.
You coming to join us?
Yeah, sure am.
Bringing up the rear as usual, eh?
Yeah, very funny. I'll be there in a sec. Just let me get a beer, will you?
No worries. Bye, Ailey.
Good to see you. You all right, Kenton?
Yeah, not bad. Having a change from the bull?
Yeah, well, me and Roy thought we'd try something a bit different. Right. Until Frieda gets back, anyway. What's your excuse?
Oh, we've been up here every once in a while. It's an off-roaders club. Well, he just got involved, actually.
Off-roaders?
Yeah.
As in the ones that Linda's on the warpath about. The ones that nearly knocked down Phoebe.
What?
Phoebe and a friend. They're walking with a mum and some idiot came up and ploughed them into the hedge.
Really? Well, that's awful.
Yeah, I know it is, Kenton.
Well look, I doubt it would have been one of our lads. I mean, we're organised events only. I mean, you know, I don't think members usually go off on their own.
Still?
And, you know, we haven't got any control over who else uses the paths. I mean, the access to a lot of these tracks is pretty easy. Could have been anyone if you think about it.
Maybe.
Look, Hayley, you know, everything that we do is all safe and above board. It has to be. I mean, it's just, you know, a few blokes messing around with cars, that's all.
Mm. Well, if you do ever find out who was that nearly knocked Phoebe down, tell them to try not to kill anyone else, will you?
Yeah, of course, but you know, I promise you, it wouldn't have been one of our boys.
So, we've got the charity day coming up. And I hope you all have a great time. I'm certainly looking forward to it. I've put directions on the website for those of you who don't know the venue. And it's a snip at £30 a vehicle, all going to a really good cause, as you know.
Sounds good to me.
Just a note for those of you who are new to the venue. It's a big place, so make sure you know where you are. Don't get lost. There's a big range of challenges. It's good for the novices and the adventurous experienced types. So, get yourselves there. Don't forget to sign in and don't forget to stick to the rules.
Jason?
Hey?
Jason, you were going to mention... You know the one I told you about?
Our bright, keen new member has found us a new site. Other side of Felpersham. But sounds good. Very challenging, you said, Kenton.
Oh, yeah. Winches and strops are must.
So, he's got the details, if you're interested. Right. Any other business from anyone? OK, that's it from me, then. And mine's a pint, if you're buying.
Oh, you're in here, Mike?
Oh, hello, love.
We're back. Do you mind if I put the light on?
No, go ahead. I must have dozed off sitting here.
There, that's better.
You have a nice time?
Yeah, a tart. I ate far too much. You not watching telly?
No, I didn't fancy it.
Right, was Phoebe's all right?
Oh, she's fine, yeah. Took herself off to bed.
Good. Well, Roy's gone up to see her. It's a bit chilly in here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you let the fire go out.
Ah, I hadn't noticed.
Let's close these curtains. You haven't touched your meal, Mike.
Oh, no, sorry. I forgot all about it.
Forgot? Oh, well, would you like some toast or something?
Not for me, Tano. I ain't hungry.
Oh, cheers, Kenton. Oh, thanks for your contribution.
Oh.
No, everyone enjoys a new challenge.
Oh, no worries. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. Hey, you got yourself a good deal on your motor.
Yeah, well, I thought so. She handles really well.
Oh. Hey, it's just a pity we're more limited on where we can go locally these days. You got any ideas on that score?
Well,
you know, while you're all fresh and enthusiastic.
Since you ask, I've been trying out the lanes around my brother's farm.
Oh, yeah? What, Brookfield?
Yeah, well, it's my farm, really. Well, it's not bad for a bit of rough terrain stuff.
Yours? Since when did you become one of the landed gentry?
Yeah, it's partly mine. I'm a shareholder. It's a bit... Well, it's a long story, mate, but, you know, it's my family's land and I grew up there, so, you know, as long as I don't turf it up beyond recognition, no one really minds.
Would anyone mind if I took a look at it with you sometime?
Oh, no, Jace, mate, it'd be a pleasure. Oh. Now, there's a bridle way that takes you around the back of Lakey Hill, and you can get up and over the top. It's a good drive.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, a couple of the lads have done it with me already. It ruts pretty easily in the wet in places, so you have to be careful, but no harm done when it's dry.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you get the odd person driving around that way anyway. Most of the time, you don't even know it's happening. And it's, you know, well away from the farm.
Would I need to get permission from anyone?
No. If I say it's fine, it's fine. I mean, like I say, it's been in the family forever. I've been riding my bike over that way since I was a tot.
Well, I'll be up for that. You free any time next week?
Yeah. I'll give you a call, fix something up.
Great.
So, this charity event, I missed a bit of what you were saying earlier. You want to fill me in?
Oh, yeah, of course. We do them from time to time. Raising money for a children's hospice this time.
All right.
Oh, well, the deal is, you're paid to spend the day having fun, and all the money goes to the cause. Simple as that.
And it's next weekend, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, well, you can count me in. Sounds like it'll be fun.
So you're looking at about £2,000 a bike?
Yeah, that's why the project needs our support.
Oh, I don't know how much we'll raise towards that with our little soapbox derby.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's a project close to my heart.
Obviously.
And if a bike makes my job easier, it's going to make some vicar in Malawi very happy.
Especially when there's no local transport.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some of them have got 10 churches to cover, spread out over hundreds of miles. It's an absolute necessity.
Well, we've never had a Lent appeal like it.
It took a petrol head like me to propose it.
How's the list coming along?
Oh, it's growing day by day. Let's have a look. Yeah. Oh, I must finish reading this post. Right, since we last spoke, Tom, Roy, Christopher, Sam, Kirsty, Nigel, David and Josh, the Thwaites.
Well, excellent.
But Alistair and Daniel are still a glaring omission.
Oh, I know.
Well, seems a shame. I thought Daniel would enjoy it.
He would, very much. But I just haven't approached Alistair about it again recently.
Well, I didn't mean to interfere. He did say last month he was too busy. So.
Oh, that's a feeble excuse. He's no busier than David or Nigel.
Yeah, but if he feels he can't...
Oh, what the heck. Put them down.
Well, are you sure?
Yes. Why should Daniel miss out on the fun when his cousins are all doing it? Besides, it won't look good with me being a church warden.
Don't do it for the wrong reasons, you'll.
I'm not having Alistair be a spoilsport. I'm sure he can cobble something together with a wheel at each corner.
Okay, down they go then.
It might help draw him out of himself.
Yeah, it does seem a little world-weary at the moment. Everything okay?
Oh, it's nothing we can't sort out.
Well, if ever you want to talk about it.
Oh, it's all right. We just get into this negative loop sometimes. It's all part of marriage, I suppose.
Yeah, the trick is to keep communicating. The gulf gets bigger. Look, do you mind if I press on with this lot?
No, be my guest.
Post comes so late these days. Help yourself to another coffee.
Thanks, I will.
Oh, I didn't say this one came from Bishop Cyril.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Well, sad news, he's retiring.
Oh, no. Mm. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, take a look. I hadn't known him that long, but he's a terrific bloke. What's this? Well, that's a circular. He was fantastic with Usha the other week. We had lunch with him.
Oh. So, will the Dean of Felpersham take over initially?
Yeah.
I don't know him very well. I've met him a few times after services over there, and he seems nice. He's not as approachable as Bishop Cyril, though.
Well, it'll be a while before the new bishop's in place.
Yeah, I know.
Cyril's not going till summer, and then it'll be several months before the new one's installed.
Oh, I will miss him.
That's all his congregation. Would you have any interest in being on the Vacancy and Sea Committee? Have a say in the successor?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, they like to have church wardens on it. You know, you guys know what's going on at grassroots level.
Oh, no, Alan. I've got too many commitments. You could ask Bert, though, when he gets home. He may be interested.
If he ever gets back from his gap year in Goa.
Oh, what? I recognise this postcard.
Oh, yeah.
It's identical to the one we got this morning.
What, really? Well, I haven't read it yet. Let's have a look. Oh, dear. He's had an upset stomach.
Yeah, he said.
Even though we're not in Delhi anymore, a snake charmer hypnotising a cobra took a fancy to Frieda.
Do you know, it's word for word the same as ours.
Well, what's this one? I don't recognise the handwriting.
I suppose it's easier to write the same thing on each card when you're on holiday.
Oh, God.
What is it?
What do you want to know?
Alan...
Yeah,
Oh, no.
Where do these bigots get off using language like that?
Well, it's appalling. Burn it.
And you'd think they'd have something better to do with their time than abuse me and Usha. Sad. No, I won't destroy it much as I'd like to. It's probably best to keep it safe for now.
Why?
Because I hope I don't get any more, but if I do it, I may have evidence of a campaign.
Oh, awful. Oh, keep it out of Amy's way.
Don't worry. I don't really want Usha to see it either.
No. Oh, it's so disgusting.
It demeans the person who wrote it, really.
Yes. Some people find it very hard to accept interrace relationships.
Don't I know it. Hitler, for one.
Now, I love Usha. This person wants to make that ugly, but he or she can't.
Hi.
Oh, Usha, hi.
Shula.
Morning.
Shula came round to discuss the lent appeal.
Yeah, it's coming on well.
Good. Oh, look, I got exactly the same card this morning from Bert and Frieda.
Yes, me too.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
Did Bert tell you he'd been ill?
Yes.
Anyway, I'd better go, Alan.
Oh, right.
I've got a lesson soon.
OK.
Bye, Usha.
Sheila.
Bye.
I didn't realise you had company. It's a good thing I didn't come in naked swearing undying love for you.
Hmm?
Oh, you're always so serious round Sheila. Still, she's not a frivolous person.
That's no good.
What?
You've a right to see this.
Oh, steady, boy, steady. Thanks for stopping. It's very narrow here.
That's okay, Auntie Lillian.
Oh, Tom, I didn't recognise you in that van.
I'm still getting used to driving it. Sorry if I frightened your horse.
No, he's fine now. Is it yours?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Very classy.
Thanks. I'm really pleased with it.
Yeah, well, so you should be. Tom Archer's Gourmet Grill. Wow.
It's having its first official outing at the Lower Loxley Point to Point next Wednesday.
Oh, Matt and I are going to that.
But it's hard to know exactly how many bangers and burgers I'll need on the day.
Burgers? Well, that sounds a bit tacky, darling.
Oh, no. These will be top-class Hereford beef from Brookfield.
Oh, lovely. I might even try one.
I fully expect you to. They'll be the best on the site.
Well, the best of luck with it.
Thanks.
I'll see you there. Walk on, Misty.
Oh, congratulations, by the way.
What?
When's the happy event?
Okay, fella.
Oh, you're out here.
I'm giving Raffles his second anti-inflammatory.
Thank you.
There.
I've just spoken to Caroline. They've had a ludicrously low offer on the Dower House from the couple who saw it on Wednesday.
What? 1 million?
Yeah, near enough.
My heart bleeds for her.
Oh, it's worth 1.5 at least.
Poor Caroline. How will they manage for fuel?
Alistair.
Well, really.
By the way, we've put you and Daniel down for the Soapbox Derby. I hope you don't mind.
You've done what? I said I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'm hopeless at things like that. I'd only show Daniel up. Besides, he hasn't asked me.
Why do you think that is? He's scared to.
Oh, rubbish.
Alistair, he wants to spend time with you, but you're so touchy. It'd do you good to have a project together.
Oh, would it now? And who's decided that? You and the vicar?
Leave Alan out of this.
Why should I? You've obviously done it to placate him. You're worried it won't look good if the church warden's husband doesn't take part.
Yeah, but it's for Daniel.
Ah, the entire fabric of your world revolves around pleasing the vicar.
It does not.
You cozy up to them with the grip of a boa constrictor.
Janet was my friend, and so's Alan.
Yeah, well, you made sure of that. Poor bloke, he'd hardly set foot in the parish.
It was my job as church warden to make him feel at home.
And protect him from unsuitable predatory females?
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I just happen to think someone in Alan's position needs to be very careful.
Yeah, and it was the same with Richard Locke.
Richard?
Yeah, I mean, how dare Usha get her claws into the village doctor and now the village priest when it's clearly your job?
That's a dreadful thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you'd think that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Right.
I'm just very stressed, that's all. I shouldn't take it out on you.
No.
Or Daniel. I'll do the race with him if that's what you want.
Thank you. Oh, Lillian.
Hello, Hello.
That was a short ride.
Yeah, I've got to go out later.
Did you have a good time?
I met Mike Tucker by the pond.
Oh.
God, he looks miserable, poor guy.
Well, I know Roy and Haley are worried about him.
Right, I need to get on. I'll see you later.
Oh. Don't worry, darling. I only caught the end of it.
Oh, sweetheart, what have I got you into?
We're in it together, Alan.
How can someone scrawl this abuse and then not have the courage to put their name to it? Cowards!
We won't let it get to us.
No. It makes me despair of human nature sometimes.
But the best thing to do is stay united and strong.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. They want us to hide away. Well, I didn't with Catherine and I won't with you.
No, but...
What?
Well, I think it'd be a good idea to keep things fairly low-key for now. Only when we're out and about.
We shouldn't have to.
I agree, in a perfect world, but it's not perfect.
Oh, sure.
In my experience, the fuss will die down and then we can just get on with our lives.
I want us to feel natural together when we're out, not skulking in corners.
Believe me, the circus leaves town and the dogs stop barking.
You sound so sad.
Hold me.
Hello, what are you doing in my office?
Waiting for you.
Well, look, I haven't time for lunch. I've got a meeting in 5.
No, I've lost an earring.
Oh, right.
And I might have dropped it in here the other day.
Well, I haven't seen it.
It's my drop pearl. I'm really fond of it. Ralph gave them to me.
Oh, right, sorry.
I just wonder if Jade's come across it.
Jade? I don't know. She hasn't said anything to me.
Oh.
It's her day off today.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's a nuisance.
Yeah, I know. I'm all over the place with her.
Well, I suppose if she had found it, she might have put it in her desk for safekeeping. I mean, even she could tell it was an expensive one.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I'll ask her on Monday, all right?
Oh, darling, I can't wait till then.
Why?
Well, Matt, I want them for tomorrow night when we go out to dinner.
You've got plenty of others. I mean, they're insured, aren't they?
Oh, you don't understand.
No, I don't. I wouldn't feel the need to be reunited with a cufflink if I'd lost it. I'd wear another pair.
Well, they'd go with my black dress. You know the ones I mean.
Look, I can't do this conversation now. I'm very sorry you've lost your earring. I'll ring Jade later and ask her.
But you've got the keys to her desk drawer, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look.
Oh, come on. The girl's entitled to some privacy.
Well, I'll only have a little peek to see if it's there. I mean, I won't root around in her things. Please.
Go on then, if it'll shut you up, but be quick.
Thank you, darling.
And which one is it?
You've got so many.
Yeah, look, I think it's the one with the blue bit on.
Oh, good.
I don't feel comfortable doing this, you
know? I do appreciate it, Tiger.
Well, there you are. Have a look.
No.
No luck.
Oh.
What?
No earring, but look.
Lillian, put it back. What is it?
It looks like... Yeah, it's a pregnancy test kit.
What?
99% accurate. Ooh, well, I never. Lucky girl. I wonder who the boyfriend is.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.